Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, August 5th. You'll be interested to know. Today is British Columbia Day, celebrating the province's rich history. Established in 1974, it was inspired by Ontario's Simcoe Day. While not a federal holiday, most residents enjoy the day off. Canadians use this summer holiday for family outings, appreciating the opportunity for a long weekend. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we are in for some morning fog before 7 a.m., followed by a chance of rain showers. Expect sunny skies later, with a high near 92 degrees and a west wind at 5 to 9 miles per hour. Tonight, there is a 30% chance of precipitation. Tonight, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 7. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Chance of precipitation is 40% with new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of showers each afternoon through Saturday with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 63 and showers likely. Winds will be light and variable. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, more than 40 Massachusetts beaches were closed for swimming this weekend due to dangerously high bacteria levels or cyanobacteria blooms, according to the state's beach closure dashboard. On Cape Cod, Upper Mill Pond Beach in Brewster and Sand Pond Beach in Harwich were closed due to cyanobacteria blooms. Blonde Nook Beach in Truro was also closed because of eroding cliffs. On the North Shore, several beaches, including Independence Park Beach in Beverly, Sandy Beach in Danvers, and Kings Beach in Lynn, were closed due to bacteria levels. State officials warn against swimming at any closed beaches to avoid illness. Now on to sports. Noel Lyles-Mouth wrote the check, and on the Olympic stage, his feet cashed it. In St. Denis, France, Lyles struggled with slow starts, yet he managed to turn a potential disaster into triumph. Competing against a stellar field, including Jamaicans Kishane Thompson and Oblique Seville, Lyles found himself in fifth place at the 20-meter mark. However, Lyles emphasized, races aren't won with starts. His resilience and competitive spirit shone through, culminating in a historic 9.79 second finish. This made him America's first gold medalist in the 100 meters in 20 years. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road beat the Texans 7-2. And tonight, the Sox are on the road in Kansas City to take on the Royals. In top news, Scottsdale, Arizona, known for its spa resorts and golf courses, is turning its summer heat into a tourism attraction. With triple-digit temperatures, the city launched a national campaign called It's That Hot, promoting the heat as elegant and like a sage-scented sauna. Hotels offer activities like nighttime mini-golf, cabana misters, and poolside movies to help visitors cope. Despite the campaign's creativity, experts worry about the dangers of romanticizing heat, Maricopa County, which includes Scottsdale, reported 37 heat deaths this year. The city prioritizes safety with green spaces and air conditioning. In business news, on July 22, 2024, at 6 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, a Harvard Business School course, costing $12,000, has celebrities vying for a spot. Business school professor Anita Elbers teaches the business of entertainment, media, and sports, a highly sought-after executive education program. This four-day elective attracts stars like Michaela Schifrin, Roy Wood Jr., and Juan Mata. Elbers, known for her case studies on figures like David Beckham and Mr. Beast, lends talent with executives, creating a unique learning environment. Her approach has turned the course into a blockbuster, marking its 10th anniversary this year. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $54,500. Ethereum is just over $2,300. And Solana is $139. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Elon Musk's startup, Neuralink, successfully implanted its brain chip in a second trial patient, aiming to help paralyzed individuals use digital devices through thought alone. The second patient, with a spinal cord injury similar to the first, now has 400 working electrodes out of 1,024. The first patient, Nolan Darbaugh, previously used a mouth stick for computer interaction, but now controls his laptop through thought, gaining independence. Musk, during an 8-hour podcast, mentioned Neuralink plans to implant 8 more patients this year. He also discussed endorsing Donald Trump and improving government efficiency through reduced regulation. And in entertainment news, Aerosmith has announced a retirement from touring, citing lead singer Steven Tyler's vocal cord injury. The band shared a heartfelt statement on social media, saying, "Play our music loud, now, and always." Dream on. You've made our dreams come true. They expressed gratitude to their fans and reflected on their origins, stating, "It was 1970 when a spark of inspiration became Aerosmith. Thanks to you, our Blue Army, that spark caught flame and has been burning for over 5 decades. Previously purchased tour tickets will be refunded." Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American gymnast, Simone Biles. And she said, "I would say to always follow your dream. And dream big, because my whole career, including any of the things that I've accomplished, I never thought in a million years that I would be here. So it just proves that once you believe in yourself and you put your mind to something, you can do it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.